Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, here we go, folks. It is another great week of broadcasting, starting off right now. And I got to tell you, what we were talking about on the State of the Union, well, now a psychiatrist has weighed in and said, yeah, he thinks Biden must have been on something. he was hopped up on something during the State of the Union address. They say they brought in some $10 million since the State of the Union. Well, folks, I can't imagine why, but that is the reality, it appears. But here's the deal, though, folks. They can raise as much money as they want, but they're not going to be able to hide what is happening in the State of the Union. And I do think a lot of Americans tuned in. It was a new record number. It was up like 15 or 18% or something from last time. And a lot of people were watching. I think a lot of people saw what we saw here on this show. And I just don't know. I just don't know if Joe Biden is going to convince a lot of people that he's ready to do this again. But Nancy Pelosi sure does think that he can talk about these issues, but President Trump evidently can't talk about them. But folks, we're here to talk about everything. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition of the show. Glad to be with you this morning. Again, as we start another great week of broadcasting here on the show, 949-822-7959 is the number. If you'd like to dial in this morning, if you'd like to be part of the program, if you'd like to opine, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And by the way, we've got a couple of great songs lined up already this morning. It's Country Music Monday on the show. And of course, those of you who know, we love to play a song in hour number one, hour number two as well. Well, Driver Ron, thank you so much for your great suggestions. They are lined up. They are in the bullpen. They are ready to go. And folks, I think you're going to love them this morning for sure. So again, the whole program chock full. I'm going to talk about some of this other aftermath, of course, of the State of the Union. President Joe Biden now regrets referring to the person who has alleged of murdering Lincoln Riley. Look what I did there. Joe Biden's got me all messed up as well. But Lincoln Riley, because he messed up her name so terribly, right? But the person alleged to have murdered this young woman, President Biden now regrets referring to him as a, quote, illegal, and wants to set the record straight that he is undocumented, in fact. Folks, what kind of a twisted, weird world do we live in where the President of the United States has to go back and make sure he didn't try to offend somebody when talking about the murder of an innocent woman who would be alive today if the border policies and the border enforcement were different? I don't mean mean-spirited. I don't mean bad. I don't mean terrible. I mean enforced the way that most other countries would enforce their border. And yes, I am a little upset about this because it does send this message. And then Biden goes on. In fact, we have the quote. We'll hear it probably on the other side of the first break. But Biden went on in that quote to say, you know, I don't want to refer to people like this. And, you know, these people built this country, and on he went. But that's not the point, is it, Mr. President? The point is the person came here illegally. The person didn't come here undocumentedly. The person came here illegally, and they also violated other laws. And because of this crazy system, they were let go. And they were able to commit this crime, this horrible crime, depriving someone of their life depriving someone of their life. And the big faux pas is to have mentioned the word illegal, as opposed to using the correct term. And I guess he might have wanted to call the person a newcomer as well, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if she was killed by an illegal alien or someone who's born here. They're still a murderer. And to somehow try to backtrack and make sure that you are using the correct language and so on and so forth, you know what that shows me? That shows me that there's fear. There's so much fear about how am I being perceived and what's happening. The same thing, what's going on right now with the support for Israel. Well, how do we tamp that down? How do we make sure that some of these different voting blocks and some of these very vocal groups are appeased, while at the same time Hamas continues to plot and to plan and to do everything possible in order to eradicate the state of Israel? You know, again, this is twisted. This is crazy. This is the kind of world we're living in. But folks, I'm telling you, here on this Monday edition, we are going to do our very best to set things straight and to bring all this to light and to make sure that that we continue to call it like we see it, to call it like it is, to tell it like it is. That's our job here on this program. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. Of course, it is Monday. We can't do anything about the fact that it is Monday, my friends, but we can certainly try to make sure that you get through your wee hours of the morning a little bit more quickly, hopefully, as time passes very, very fast on this program, as we have now. And I don't think it's scientifically documented, but it certainly is the way that most people feel. We feel like the program just really races by. We start the whole thing at 2 a.m. Eastern time. We end up the whole thing at 6 a.m. Eastern time. And it's almost kind of like, okay, well, where did it go? Well, I'll tell you where we're going on the program this morning. It is going to be chock full. We've got Denise Simon. We've got Frank Salvato. We've got Chris Markowski. And we've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And you know what else, folks? We got your telephone calls, 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. And we are going to come right back. Hour number one officially underway on this Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Pope is now saying the following about Ukraine, saying Ukraine should have the, quote, courage of the white flag, unquote, to start negotiations to end the war. I think everybody would love to see the war end. But last time I checked, I don't think that Vladimir Putin would be very interested in negotiating, especially if it meant that he would have to retreat and go back into outside the borders of Ukraine as they stood prior to the invasion of Ukraine. So I just don't know if it's necessarily Ukraine which is having the major issue here. I think this, and we'll talk about this as we move through the program as well, but quite an interesting quote, to say the least. But again, last time I checked, and Denise Simon and I were talking about this just last week as well. You know, Putin's been offered many off-ramps to get out of this thing, and he doesn't want to take it. You know, he wants to press on to whatever he determines to be victory here. And so I just don't know if Ukraine, if they give up. I mean, can you imagine what happens if they really do wave the white flag? My gosh. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition, and we are moving right along here, of course, on this Monday edition. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my website, kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as we talk about all these different things across America, the overnights, we like to say sometimes the wee hours of the morning, literally whatever you're doing this morning, if you're driving a big rig, if you're tuning into us that way, if you are making deliveries out there, if you're in law enforcement, if you are a first responder, if you're working a shift this morning, if you're up working another, whatever your job is, or if you're just coming along with us this morning to talk about the news and the political issues of the day, welcome one, welcome all, welcome to everybody, of course, listening on AM 860, The Answer, everybody listening, of course, also along the GCN network. You know, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and they do a great job for the show. They work very hard for the program, and we appreciate them so very, very much. And we appreciate you, by the way, as well, being with us here this morning, sticking with the program. Again, much appreciated. Well, as I said, we do have a lot to talk about. The Oscars did, in fact, occur last night. They did it kind of a little bit different. I don't know if they've gone, I'm sure they've gone live before on both coasts, but they were live earlier, I suppose, so that the West Coast and Midwest and the West Coast folks can see the broadcast all at the same time, so they're not waiting just for a tape delay later on. We understand that there were some issues getting to that program because of the protesters, and there were many protesters evidently, which caused some of those delays. Of course, those protesters all through in Los Angeles, trying to get to the Dolby Theater, I think, up in downtown LA. They were all over the place, and of course, their pro-Palestinian protests. They were, calling for a ceasefire, this kind of thing. And the funny thing is that many of those involved in the Oscars would have been probably, sympathetic, to those protests, some wearing red buttons. We understand, Mark Ruffalo, also Billie Eilish, was there. They were wearing these red buttons. I'm sure others were as well. Nevertheless, the Oscars, I really didn't get a chance. I really wasn't watching them, to be honest. It just seems that every large event, whatever it is now somehow fair game for especially the pro-Palestinian protesters. And it seems like, and I was just talking with a good friend of mine the other day, just last week, we were talking about how the idea is this, every single thing that ever happens is always at the very heart of some political struggle at this point. And whether it be some, whether it's an event like the Oscars, but also other events as well. It doesn't matter what it is. But and I know that the Oscars are kind of already infused with politics, but I'm just using it as an example here. But it just seems like everything seems to become a stage for protests. And so I'm saying this to make my point, and that is, I think a lot of people just don't want to hear the protests anymore. And those who are protesting think we've got this national stage. Oh, they're going to cover us on the news, and everybody's going to hear our thing, and then everybody's going to start agreeing with us, and there's going to be an avalanche of public opinion, and we're going to get our way. I don't think that people really actually do respond like that. I think they really are more annoyed at anything, more than anything, I should say, to things like that. But again, it's the idea that every single aspect of our lives has to have or be dominated by politics. And I don't think that that's not by some freak accident. I think a lot of that is by design. I think it's by design to make sure that everybody's kind of stays at each other's throats, that there's literally nothing that is unifying to our country, to our culture, to people across the highways and byways. And so I think what happens is a lot of people just tune out. That's what I think. I think a lot of people just start tuning out of these kinds of things, and it's really, really kind of sad because every single thing, it seems like, has to be a platform for somebody's viewpoint. And there's time and place for everything, and we certainly talk about things like that on this program. Heck, this is what this program is about. It is a talk show about news and politics. Sometimes a different story when people want to be able to go somewhere and have fun. This is another reason why I think a lot of the movies, and this is really kind of sad, when everything has to be, you know, as part of the politically correct sort of, you know, people call it woke and stuff like that. And then these movies come out and people go, I don't want to watch that. I'm not interested in that. And, you know, this isn't fun for me. And then they don't go. They don't buy a ticket or they don't stream it or they don't whatever. They just they don't invest their money or time in it. And then other things happen and the studios go, I wonder what happened. Why aren't people coming to see our movies? Why are they opening so terribly? And, you know, and then they come up with different things. Well, it's this fatigue or it's that fatigue. But a lot of it is just, you know, if you make a great movie, a great story about people, and it's not, you know, some kind of a lesson that's trying to create a different thing. You know, you can tell a historical story that has a message or that has a moral to it, or isn't it sad that this particular thing happened, but good people prevailed and they tried to stop the bad thing from happening. All that is that's been in the cinema since time immemorial. But things have changed much more recently here and much more extreme, and people just aren't really buying that. Literally, they're not buying it anymore. All right, well, once again, folks, glad to be with you. And here we are. It's Monday morning. We are continuing through the overnight hours. And as I mentioned earlier, Joe Biden evidently says that he regrets referring to the person who murdered Laken Riley as an illegal. And he was very, very specific about this. And my friends, again, this is a very strange kind of a statement, because by doing that, again, he's literally just taking apart completely the impact of what happened to Lake and Riley, right? This blows all that away, and now it's a story about the kind of verbiage we should be using, and not a story about the fact that these border policies have absolutely contributed to these kinds of, you know, they are tragedies, but in the strict sense of the word, a tragedy sometimes as well, the avalanche came and you know, this kind of, these, you know, these tragedies occur. But this was a preventable crime. It was a preventable murder, because I don't care. I think that if this person was not, had been deported, had been continued to be incarcerated or what have you, if they were being processed as we would expect the law to process them, Laken Riley would have been, I don't know, watching the Oscars earlier last night, right? There's no reason to believe that Laken Riley would not still be alive today. And that, my friends, is an incredibly powerful example of what's wrong with the Biden administration, what's wrong with this mentality. And now we're going to talk about, terminology. That's the important thing. Give me a break. Folks, we'll be right back. Stay right there. We're coming right back after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News.
news update.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay?
New this Sunday, dueling political rallies in a key battleground state, Georgia. Former President Trump in the town of Rome in the northern part of the state Saturday night. President Biden speaking in Atlanta.
Americans pay more for prescription drugs than anywhere else in the world. It's wrong, but I'm ending it.
Now, prior to his campaign event, Trump meeting with the parents of Lakin Riley. Police say the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student was brutally assaulted and killed by an illegal alien from Venezuela. The attack and murder happening in Athens, Georgia.
He was an illegal immigrant. He was an illegal migrant. And he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never would have been under the Trump policy.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, thanks to Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. He writes in, storming here. Wow, and 47 degrees. Okay, well, batten down the hatches, Richard. I hope that you'll be just fine. He says, have a great week. Well, of course, you too. And he also says, have Semper Fi. And Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. And, yes, I sure hope that the storm passes quickly and that everybody rides it out just fine. 47 degrees. Yeah, that's starting to get pretty cold. Down here in Southern California, we've got we had some pretty sunny skies, I hate to say, right? And it looks like we got the rain out of the forecast here for a while. But... you know, and there's all in Southern California, there's always a but, isn't there? And that is, but we might have some winds setting in later on in the week, which nobody likes. And if I had to take the rain over the wind, I would take the rain because the wind just becomes so irritating. I think I'd rather just have it be raining. And a nice little sound on the roof would be much better than you think your house is going to blow away at that point. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Monday edition, Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And, of course, also our home website, just like Richard the Marine just did, went over to KyleWarrenShow.com to send us a direct message. this morning. All right. We do want to tell you about some other news that's happening here. This from Reuters. The U.S. military said on Sunday it carried out an operation in Haiti to airlift non-essential embassy personnel from the country and added U.S. forces to bolster embassy security as the Caribbean nation reels under a state of emergency. The operation was the latest sign of Haiti's troubles as gang violence threatens to bring down the government and has led thousands to flee their homes. The airlift of personnel into and out of the embassy is consistent with their standard practice for embassy security augmentation worldwide, and no Haitians were on board the military aircraft, the U.S. military Southern Command said in a statement. The European Union's delegation in Haiti has temporarily closed its offices and reduced its presence in the country to the minimum, according to a post on social media X, citing security concerns. Haiti entered a state of emergency last Sunday after fighting escalated while Prime Minister Ariel Henry was in Nairobi seeking a deal for the long-delayed UN-backed mission. Kenya announced last year it would lead the force, but months of domestic legal wrangling have effectively placed the mission on hold. On Saturday, the U.S. Department of State and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken had spoken with Kenyan President William Ruto about the Haiti crisis, and the two men underscored their commitment to a multinational security mission to restore order. All right. So, again, there's a lot going on there, and I'm glad that they could evacuate many of the personnel from the U.S. Embassy and, of course, also bolster that security as necessary here. But we'll continue to watch this very closely, obviously, to see what the next development might be. But there's definitely a lot going down in Haiti right now. Now, this from the Washington Times. Biden is drawing a red line, get this, for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That is to say, no Israeli attack on Rafah. All this, of course, while we have a United States ship with equipment for building a pier is on its way to Gaza. This from Newsmax, a U.S. Army vessel carrying equipment for building a temporary pier in Gaza was on its way to the Mediterranean on Sunday, 3 days after U.S. President Joe Biden announced plans to ramp up aid deliveries by sea to the besieged enclave where hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have been going hungry. One of the things, of course, and like I said earlier, you know, we had the Pope chime in about Ukraine. Everybody wants to see war end. That's, you know, most reasonable people do not want to have a war if it can be stopped. But certainly, and of course, when war is brought to you, you know, as it has been brought to us, unfortunately, so many times, you have to fight on until victory, no doubt about that. But if war can be stopped, that is a good thing. But you can't simply just raise the white flag or say, okay, Ukraine, just go raise the white flag. And then everything will be fine because you'll start negotiations with who? With Vladimir Putin. Exactly. So, but at this time, of course, we don't want to see, by the same token, I should say, we don't want to see anybody suffering. That's not something anybody wants. But here's the thing of what's going on in Gaza. The U.S., of course, as Joe Biden said in the State of the Union, is going to try to deliver more supplies, but this time by building a temporary pier in Gaza port. But what about all the other nations that are right by and adjacent to this entire thing that's happening between Israel and Gaza? How many times do we have to ask this question? And we'll keep asking it because it needs to be asked. And that is, why don't you have other Arab countries saying, we will take refugees, we will help, right? We will help our fellow human beings here and bring them in, and because this is going on, we want to save lives. Why don't they do that? That is the $64,000 question, okay? And at the same time, of course, even behind the scenes from what we've understood since the start of this, is that many of the Arab states that are adjacent, they want Israel to eradicate Hamas. but they're not going to be able to publicly say these things. They're not going to, you know, publicly support. But they're putting the entire onus on Israel. And now Joe Biden, I think, for as much as trying to send in more humanitarian aid, I think he's also trying to shore up his bad poll numbers. And I don't say that to be flip. I think that this is a direct response. They know what's happening, especially in Michigan, with many of these, Arab community voting blocks that have been incredibly critical. You have the squad members in Congress. This is a big deal. And if this wasn't an election year, maybe we might be seeing something else happen. But it is, and they are definitely trying to make hay out of this. So again, this ship is on its way. The opening of the sea corridor, along with airdrops by the U.S., Jordan, and others, shows increasing alarm over Gaza's humanitarian crisis and a new willingness to bypass Israeli control over land shipments. But here's the thing as well. You know, again, nobody is against humanitarian aid. But it doesn't seem to me, folks, that all, I mean, how much money actually goes and it was actually going to Hamas? You know, many of these Hamas leaders, right, they have these wonderful places to live outside the area, right, maybe like in Qatar and places like that. And they live like kings, and the people suffer, and the people have next to nothing. And then at the same time, you know, just by virtue of being a Palestinian person in Gaza, you also get to be a human shield. And that, my friends, again, in other words, where is the outrage? Where is the outrage across the spectrum as to how the Palestinians in Gaza are actually treated? You're telling me that Israel is the worst possible thing that could ever happen. On and on it goes. But in reality, when you have people who say, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to set up our command and control. We're going to set up our little missile launching apparatus. We're going to put all this right at the school, on top of the school. We're going to be in the basement of the hospital. You know, we're going to do all this stuff so that Israel knows, and we'll play on their good nature. You know, it's so weird that Israel is called, you know, they're the ones committing genocide. They're the ones who are hell-bent of destruction and all this stuff. But they're Hamas and other terror groups actually play on the good nature of Israel. They play on that idea that they are going to be seen as the aggressor. And they're doing this. Hamas does these things, especially when it comes to other information that comes out of Gaza. Remember the hospital bombing and all that? It turns out, the Western press was relying on who? Hamas, you know, and I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because it's completely absurd. But this is what's going on, folks. This is what's going on. But when we come back, we'll continue to sort it out. And we'll talk about, as we move through the program today, of course, the idea that there is a red line, evidently, from Biden saying no attack on Rafah. Well, that's where Hamas is, right? All right, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. We got a great song lined up this morning by request. Don't touch that dial because we're not going anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues. And we have so much more to tell you about this morning as we make our way throughout the wee hours of the morning across America and the overnights. And we've reached the part of the program where we love to play a song here first thing in the morning as well. We do it in hour number one, hour number two, and it is designed to keep you going, to keep your blood pumping, to keep you moving towards whatever goal you've got today here on this early Monday morning. And it's our charge, it's our privilege, it is our solemn duty as well to be able to do this for you. And we love to get requests. And by the way, Mondays, if you're new to the program, Mondays are Country Music Mondays, and sometimes we hear country songs during the week as well, but Monday, because it has a nice ring to it, right? Country Music Monday. It just rolls off the tongue. And we went through other ones, Country Music Thursday. You know, it just didn't sound right, you know. Country Music Wednesday. Now, how about the Country Music Monday? It just works. Okay, so here we are, folks, and thanks again to Driver Ron, who sent in requests earlier today about this. We sure appreciate it. Luke Combs coming up here. This is a great song, and I'll tell you what, this is a song called One, Two, Too Many. And again, thanks to Driver Ron. This is going to get us going right in the right direction here on this Monday edition of the program, Luke Combs.
Well, I got a call from Rowdy Rouse, 6 o'clock, saying he called a hankering for a honky-tonk. Wants a nice cold beer and a country song, but he didn't want to stay out all night long. Well, I ain't the kind of little buddy drink alone, but I turn it off once I turn it on. There's no stopping me once I get going. Put a can in my hand, man, I'm wide ass open. The tick-tock of that clock is like a time bomb. By half past ten, I'm half past gypsy. At quarter to 12, man, I done had plenty. The countdown's on when the first beer hits me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, too many. After five dying Millers, I was feeling loose, singing karaoke to a TL2. When a pretty little thing shot me awake, she said, hey, cowboy, could you buy us a drink? Well, hey, baby doll, I will if you want, but I can't turn it off once I turn it on. There's no stopping me once I get going. Put a can in my hand, man, I'm wide ass open. The tick-tock of that clock is like a time bomb. The countdown's on when the first beer hits me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, too many. No stopping me once I get to go and put a can in my hand, man, I'm wide ass open. The tick-tock of that clock is like a time bomb.
Yeah,
half past gypsy.
Luke Combs, One Too Many. I like this one. I like this one a lot. This is a pretty cool track, I think. And it's definitely very, very clever. If you listen, through the words there, it's one of those songs that you go, yeah, this is pretty cool. So, all right, Luke Combs, and I appreciate the request very much. Driver Ron, we appreciate it so much. And folks, we hope that you like that. We hope that it does keep you going this morning, get you going, put you on the right track, gets the week started right, because we're all about that here on the show, making sure everybody's getting through their early mornings, getting ready for their day. In fact, a lot of folks that are working, listening to the show, you know, this is their work day. You know, they are either, you know, kind of starting it out, or they might even be ending it up as they're listening to us. And we're glad that you're there. And we're absolutely so happy to be riding along with you, or driving along with you, or working along with you, whatever it is that you're doing across America this morning. We're there with you, and it is our pleasure. Absolutely. Okay, so once again, thanks to Driver Ron. Let's take a quick look at what's happening in the weather out there. This from the National Weather Service. Colder temperatures and strong gusty winds to impact the Northeast into Monday, as snow continues to impact the northern Appalachians and portions of the lower Great Lakes. Unsettled weather is expected to persist across the Pacific Northwest. Remember, Richard the Marine, from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon, was saying it was storming there just earlier, and I'm sure it's still going on. So unsettled weather is expected to persist across the Pacific Northwest and into the northern Rockies, with multiple rounds of lower elevation rain and higher elevation snow. A fire danger to increase across the central and southern high plains from very dry conditions, gusty winds, and warm temperatures. So be careful out there, folks, wherever you are across America. And here we are. We're getting into March. I can't believe it. Well, we are in March, but we're almost to the middle of March. Can you believe that? It's March the 11th already. Monday morning, March the 11th. Can you imagine that? I mean, it seems to me it was just a couple of weeks ago, right? We were coming off of New Year's and Valentine's Day and everything, and here we are. It's almost the middle of March. But again, time just flies, especially here on this show. There's no doubt about that. All right. Well, as we were mentioning before, too, this from the Washington Times. President Biden drew a red line for Israel over the weekend, warning against an attack on the Gaza Strip city of Rafah. In a Saturday interview with MSNBC, the president offered his harshest criticism to date of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And don't forget the hot mic thing that happened the other night. He said the leadership's conduct of the war against the Palestinian terror group Hamas is, quote, hurting Israel more than helping Israel. Mr. Biden said Israel must take greater care to protect civilians in Gaza. He also made clear that an Israeli attack on Rafah would be unacceptable. It is a red line, Mr. Biden said when asked about a potential Israeli military assault on the city. More than 1 million Palestinians have sought shelter in southern Gaza amid the Israeli-Hamas war. But I'm never going to leave Israel, the president quickly added. The defense of Israel is still critical. There's no red line where I'm going to cut off all weapons so they don't have the Iron Dome to protect them. But there's red lines if he crosses them. You cannot have 30,000 more Palestinians dead as a consequence of going after Hamas, Mr. Biden said. There's other ways to deal with or to deal with the trauma caused by Hamas. Well, I would be interested to see, you know, if there are other independent ways of verifying these numbers, right, that come out of Gaza. And if they're coming from Hamas, then I think that we absolutely have to be very, very skeptical of that. And by the way, as I've been saying all along, ever since October the 7th, when this happened, when this attack happened from Hamas against Israel, we've been saying the terror groups like Hamas, their sponsors like Iran, and all the other associated players in this, they gravitate to misinformation. They gravitate to the idea of displaying this kind of information and trying to gain sympathy, even if that information is not entirely true, shall we say. And that's all part of the tactics that are used, because they realize that global public opinion can be a very powerful thing. Well, again, independently verifying these things are very important, obviously, but also how do you reconcile them trying to support Israel at the same time looking as though you're starting to become, you know, very critical and so forth? This is, again, plays into the hands of Iran and the Tehran leaders. It plays into the hands of the terrorists. I would want to see other people unite and say, let's get rid of Hamas. Do we hear that at all? Stay right there, folks. Top of the hour news is next. Then we are coming back. Kyle Warren with you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.